Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our third and final class of Whispers on Wings. This is the very first part, called Part 1, the Introductions to the Archangels, and I just wanted to welcome everyone back. I know many of you are taking this class via the phone, or some of you have expressed to me that you're literally just doing this via recording, just because of the nature of the time of year or some of the things that have been going on in your lives. So regardless of where you are, whether you're sitting in front of me, hello to you, and to those on the phone, I just wanted to welcome everyone. Tonight is a very, very full class, and I just wanted to let you know I forgot to send out a reminder that you do need to have your supplies tonight. So I'm going to do this very quickly to have you go get your journal or your papers that you have been working with, however that looks in your home, your crayons, colored pencils, colored pens, whatever that does look like, you will absolutely need those tonight. So while I'm just doing a greeting, would you take a moment, go leave your phone behind or walk around with your phone, that would be kind of fun as well, and go get the items that you will need tonight. So it is a very, very full evening. Tonight we will be working with Archangel Raphael. And so not to go into too much detail yet, because I know some of you are getting your items. Again, your journal or pages that you would like to write or draw in, and your coloring devices. And now that you have your supplies, that you might still be rushing back to your table, now that you have your supplies, I want to again just allow you to come to class. Be here for yourself. And so let's go back and do a little bit of review so that you can detach from everything else that is external to class tonight. Tonight, if there was ever a time for you to absolutely be selfish for yourself, it is tonight. And I know I said that on when we were first being introduced to Michael, and then I probably said it again when we were being introduced to Gabriel. And I just have to tell you, tonight is the night. This is the night for you to truly, truly get to receive in a way that is just amazing. My friend Raphael is going to join us and bring forth his true nature, which is very much a healing nature. He is known as the Holy Healer. And when I look at that vibration, holy, there's a reverence that happens with that. There's a grandeur. It just is such a lovely texture of energy. So tonight, specifically, be very selfish for you, that you are here for you. And if you would like to bring someone else's energy into the mix, you're welcome to, as, again, I know some of you have connected with me this week and there's some big stuff going on in your world. We will set the container tonight that the healing that we are going to do for you, we will offer it to those people that you would like to think of and bring into the room. Not that you will be doing the healing for them. We will simply invite them to come on an energetic level, on a spiritual level, and participate if they choose to. So take a breath, put your items on your table or your desk, wherever you're sitting, and would you simply allow yourself to have your feet flat on the floor and eyes open as we just collect your energy. I'd like you to see if the room near you has a trash can or something that you can envision throwing things into. So first, before we get into the part of throwing things away, let's just have you be aware of yourself. So would you look down at your toes and wiggle your toes? Say hi to your little toes. Saying hello to your ankles, maybe circling your feet and your ankles just to get that energy moving into your feet and ankles. And now bend your knees, allowing that energy to now come from the wiggling of your toes and your ankles up into your knees so that your calves are being said hello to. And up into your thighs. And remembering that we have a grounding cord attached right at the top of your actually the bottom of your body, but the top of where you're sitting right now, above your thighs is your first chakra, right at that coccyx, your tailbone. So would you simply say hello to that first chakra, that first energy wheel? Say hello to the grounding cord that's there. We're not going to touch it yet. Would you simply wiggle your butt? And now would you say hello to your tummy? Your back. Oh, your arms. Raise your arms up in the sky, allowing that blood to kind of flow up and allowing all the blood from your fingers. Wiggle your fingers, allowing all that flow to now come from your fingers down your arms into your armpits. Just moving that lymph a little bit. Bring your arms down. Stretch your neck left and right. Wiggle your eyebrows. Wiggle your ears. Wiggle your nose. Clap your hands if you need to. Ah, take a nice deep breath, that really cleansing breath that comes all the way from your toes, up your body, into your lungs. And would you find that vibration of blue that we connected into the very, very first week, that blue that Archangel Michael comes in on, and would you simply breathe that love in? Eyes open. The reason we want you to keep your eyes open right now for this exercise is predominantly in your day, your eyes are open, and we want you to know that it's possible to connect to your archangelic realm, your friends, with your eyes open, that you don't always have to have your eyes closed. So simply breathing in that blue of love, allowing it to mix in your body, in you, through you, and around you. And would you breathe out love? And again, breathing in that vibration of blue. Breathing out blue. And would you very intentionally, would you match your crown to the vibration of Michael? But to that sky blue that we started with, everyone meeting at sky blue first. And on your next breath, would you shift that sky blue to crystal blue? It's just a little deeper hue of blue. And would you say hello to Archangel Michael with your eyes open? You feel him take his place where he resides around you. Would you simply allow him to take his place? Breathing in that love of all that is. Breathing out the love of all that is. And as you breathe in this blue and breathe out this blue, would you be aware of your grounding cord? We attached a grounding cord the very first night that we were joined together, where we came together. And remember, your grounding cord again attaches right to that first chakra. It has a straight line. It has a coil. And as I look around the room, the classroom, it looks like many of you have been through a war zone since I last saw you. There's been much happening in the energetics on the planet, but there's been much happening with what you have all each been sharing with me. So not to put your awareness on the things that have been happening, let's just look at the grounding cord and let's detach the one you currently have. So simply take your non-dominant hand, reach around right to that coccyx, that tailbone, and would you detach the grounding cord you currently have, letting it slide all the way down into the Earth Mother. Now, how would you like to create your grounding cord? Would you like to do it with a beam of light, a stack of butterfly wings, it's a tree trunk, a tree limb, a tree branch, a stack of money, a candle? It doesn't really matter what the device is. Would you simply envision the start of your grounding cord with a top end and a bottom end? And now reach up to the top of the grounding cord with your non-dominant hand. And would you reach around and plug it into that first chakra right at your tailbone? And with your imagination, would you create the coil that goes around that line, dropping down the other end and simply saying hello to Gaia, saying hello to the Earth Mother? She will now reach right up and grab the bottom end of your grounding cord, and she will pull it very gently, but very methodically, intentionally down to where she needs fertilizer. Right by your right hand, there is that on-off switch in the dial. Would you turn your grounding cord on and turn it on full release? If you remember this part, we gave it the command to expand, so there was plenty of room for that which is not you, those thoughts that are not you, those emotions that are not you, those experiences that are just been dragging each of you down. We're going to allow the grounding cord to pull that off and siphon that off and take it down the grounding cord. So with your command, how large would you like your grounding cord to be? Would you simply give the command, double it, triple it, make it the size of California, Texas? There's a good one. Thank you for whoever sent that. And again, would you match your crown to each other, that crystalline blue? Stay right there to where you are matched with each other. You have playmates. You have camaraderie as you take on this next step tonight. You are not alone. You never have been alone. It's just you have not acknowledged the presence of those that walk with you. Now would you simply allow your eyelids to close? And again, with your eyelids closed, would you wiggle your toes? Move your knees, wiggle your butts, move your arms, move your neck. Being aware of your body with your eyes closed, would you be aware of that grounding cord? One purpose, to siphon off that which is not you. So I ask you to find that garbage can, that trash can. Would you now, with an imaginary piece of paper, an imaginary pen, would you write on the piece of paper one thing that you experienced today that you would like to let go of? One thought, one person. Crumple that piece of paper up, throw it in the trash can. This does not mean you are cutting the cord with that person forever in your life. It simply means you're taking them out of your awareness right now. So grab another piece of paper. What other situation or thought or person or comment would you like to let go of? Write it down on your piece of paper. And would you allow, crumple that piece of paper up and allow it to go down the grounding cord? The trash can is also connected to your grounding cord. So the moment you throw something in that trash can, it gets sucked down the grounding cord. It's just a way for you to target. I'm going to throw it. I'm physically throwing it in that trash can. And as soon as it hits the bottom of the trash can, it gets sucked down your grounding cord. So let's also write on this piece of paper, in consideration, lack of consideration, and throw it on another piece of paper, disrespect. This is all encompassing. Again, I'm taking into consideration some of the emails I've received this week about the car accidents that have happened, the job situation that happened. I'm not bringing all of them to mind. I just know that an underlining thread that happened with almost every email I received this week was a disrespect. Someone else disrespected you or brought in disrespect into your space, your environment. So would you simply write that word and allow it to go down, throw it in that trash can, it goes down the grounding cord. On another one, would you write communication? There's been all kinds of communication that have been getting in the way this week. Throw it down. And one more, put on a piece of paper. Would you write the emotional upheaval that specifically happened with the last solar flare? It flared 4 or 5 days ago, but it actually hit Earth, hit our atmosphere yesterday, right at the same time that we entered into the darkest day, which is called winter solstice, and we're in a black moon. So all of that darker energy, if you will, is a great time of letting go, but it has had an emotional upheaval. And now would you take one more piece of paper out and would you write anything that comes to mind, as many words as you need to? What else is coming up for you to simply write on that piece of paper so we can let go? When you're ready, crumple it up, throw it down that garbage can that goes down the grounding cord. And now instead of turning without, outside, to outside people, things someone said, the actions someone did, the someones, the theys and the thems. Would you turn within? What did you notice about yourself this week? Gabriel had homework, and his homework was to notice when we went to self-beat up, where we went to self-judgment. He asked us to stop and to deliver a message. I am compassionate of myself. So would you turn within and notice all of the places this week where you allowed yourself to be compassionate of yourself? As you turn within, would you say hello to all those places that you did say, I am compassionate of myself? That hello will come in on the blue ray, that blue light that Archangel Michael holds. So would you take 1 or 2 or 3 minutes to simply say hello? Is it sitting at your rib cage? Your eyes? Your neck? Where are those places where you acknowledged, I am compassionate of myself? Simply saying hello. And now would you find, put your awareness on just one of those places. One little place that you said, I am compassionate of myself. So would you allow your focus to tune in even tighter? What a lovely gift I gave myself. I am compassionate of me. I treated myself with kindness. I was gentle with me. And that feels so good, to be gentle with myself. I am in appreciation to me. I'm in gratitude to me. Thank you. Thank you for being compassionate. Would you again focus even tighter on that place where you've been compassionate of yourself? And would you like yourself in that place of compassion for self? Would you like yourself? I like me because I was kind to myself. Would you allow that I like me to grow and expand, getting bigger? As you breathe in that I like me, would you allow it to expand into, wow, I appreciate myself. I did good. That was a good thing. Would you reach out your right hand, palm up, and now would you bend your elbow and bring that palm up over to your left shoulder, and would you pat yourself on the shoulder? Good job. Well done. You really cared for yourself this week. I appreciate you. And now as that left hand is on, a right hand is on your left shoulder, would you bring your left hand up to your right shoulder simultaneously? Would you squeeze both shoulders at the same time, giving yourself a hug in appreciation for yourself? Thank you. Thank you for the compassion. Thank you for liking me. Thank you for appreciating me. Thank you for loving me. And right here, as you love yourself, would you again say hello to Archangel Michael? That beautiful, beautiful being of light. Beautiful Archangel. Notice where he stands next to you. But would you allow him to stand in front of you at this moment? Would you simply say hello, connect with him again? Hear, feel, smell, taste, whatever that texture is, allow yourself to acknowledge the hello that comes from Archangel Michael to you. Would you allow yourself to breathe in that blue, beautiful blue, connected in that infinity loop from your heart to Archangel Michael's heart and from his heart back to yours. Allowing the love to soothe, to smooth, to prepare the way. Much is going to happen tonight. And on your next breath, would you now say hello to Archangel Gabriel, allowing him to simply step forward, letting you see, feel, hear, smell his presence. Would you receive his hello? And again, right here, would you deliver that message? I am compassionate of myself. As he moves through you, in you, and around you on that blue ray, anointing all the chakras, all those energy centers, anointing you, again, preparing the way for what you are going to step into tonight. Would you again put your awareness on Archangel Michael? Just notice how he shows up for you. We're just anchoring his energy. What color is he representing himself for you tonight? And again, shift your awareness now from Michael to Gabriel. Notice their differences. Distinctly different. Raphael has stepped into the room, but he is waiting for a moment. We're going to talk about him before we do a formal introduction, but just notice the shift in the energetics as he steps into the room. And now right there, with your connection to Gabriel and to Michael, feeling Raphael in the room, would you simply allow your eyelids to open? Raphael is the holy healer. And many say that Raphael arrives in their world on a green ray, the healing ray. Many have him always standing on their right. For me, Archangel Raphael shows up on a combined ray of ruby green, ruby emerald. So there's two distinct layers that he shows up for me. And for me, he's always on my left. So it's like the way he presents himself to others is a little flipped for me. Likewise, with the elementals, or with the elements, many people know that the air is of the north and earth is of the south. But for many, on the west is water and on the east is fire. And in my world, they're completely flipped. So I want you to notice right now Again, eyes open, eyes closed. I want you to get a sense of when I say these elements, where do they show up for you? And if it's easier for you to get in touch with this with your eyes closed, then just breathe your eyelids closed. We want you to be able to have a feeling of this. So north, south, east, or west. When I say the air, the power of the air coming from non-form to form, where does that show up for you? The element of the water, the flow of water. The element of the earth. That's where the fairies and the gnomes play, the earth. Great beauty, grandeur. And the element of fire. Now, with that knowledge, would you simply breathe your eyes open and get out your little journal, and would you write those notes down for yourself? If you'd like to make a wheel, you can. So where did you notice the air, the element that brings things from non-form to form? Water, that's flow, it moves things. Earth, that gives birth, it nourishes and nurtures, but it gives birth. And then the fire. I bring up fire, actually fire and water. Raphael uses both of these elements to cleanse and purify. So as the holy healer, there is a moment in the body where we as healers, we put you into or allow the body to go into what's called a healing crisis so that you can go through a complete cycle of whatever the disharmonics are and go through that entire cycle of that healing crisis to flip into where your body heals itself. In that process of going into a healing crisis, sometimes the body gets extremely hot. Sometimes the body gets extremely cold. So if you've ever had the flu and that burning fever, or had the flip side of the fever where the body's really chilled and shivering, those are both attempts to cleanse and purify the body. Many of you have also done a cleanse where you use enemas to clean out the bowel line, or you do a drink a fluid to cleanse the kidneys. That's a cleansing and purifying trait. So Raphael actually uses both elements of fire and water to cleanse and to purify. And tonight has said that he is definitely going to be assisting us in cleansing and purifying so that we can have a moment of healing. Raphael also shows up in the Earth Force in the way of grounding. So whenever you're needing to feel grounded, Michael's the first one I would call on if you need to do it individually. Michael will help you get grounded in a nanosecond. Raphael is also here for grounding. And so sometimes you may want to do either Michael or Raphael or ask both of them or all three, you know, to help you ground. So let's just play a little game here. Eyes open, eyes closed, it's up to you. Would you say hello to your grounding cord as it is? And now will you ask Archangel Michael to merge with your grounding cord to allow you just to feel what does it feel like when you are grounded with Michael? Just allow him to move in through that grounding cord. And wiggle your butt if you have to. What does that feel like? Grounded with Michael. What does the stability feel like? The balance feel like? Now allow him to move to the side just so you can feel the difference. What does it feel like when you ask Raphael to ground with you? What's the texture feel like? Now allow Raphael to step back. We can ask Gabriel as well. This is not a trait that Gabriel usually shows up for, but ask him. Gabriel, what does it feel like when I'm grounding with you? He's laughing at me. He says, I ground you in love. So on those moments where we really need to feel the love and to shift in love, Gabriel said he's grounding with us in love. All right, allow him to step back. So it's just you. Notice your grounding, that's just you again. That feels kind of naked, actually. That would be my word, naked. Now we're going to, I'm doing this a little prematurely, but this is how I'm being shown to unfold this. So would you ask Raphael, Gabriel, and Michael to form a triad of energy? We're going to use this again later, but let's have them form the triad of energy of those three. Triad, remember that triangle that we talked about at the very first class, that platonic solid is what we'll be building. But on the triad, would you allow Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael to form that triad? And now would you step into the center of that triad, allowing all three of them to be part of your grounding now? And notice what that feels like to be grounded with all three of these grand beings. And notice just in your awareness, how high up in your physical body do you feel that grounding? Meaning, usually people feel their grounding cord from the tailbone down, but you guys are all showing me something different right now. So how high up on your body do you feel the grounding when you are connected to that triad? Is it your knees, your hips, your shoulders, your neck? None of you are showing me that your grounding is going higher than that. So just notice for you. And again, you might want to jot that down on your notebook. So this is another wonderful tool that they're making available to you, is specifically now there's so much energy that is happening because every single person, this last solar flare that hit, every single being of light, meaning everyone who has the ability to hold light, including the animals, every single being of light was activated yesterday. Activated, turned on. So if you have been experiencing emotional upheaval, or those around you have been experiencing emotional upheaval, it's not just that it's a crazy shopping day. It's not about that. It is this intense light that is here, available for everyone, and it is come in so every single person, their heart light can be activated. So we're going to use that tonight. I'm saying heart light. That's again, that's what you all show me, is that your heart has been turned on. Those of you who play with me in the Create Your Personal Power Field class or have gone on to further levels of mastering alchemy, you know that there are tools that you have where you stand in light and you turn on your heart light. This is lovely. So Raphael's telling me I need to move you along a little faster, otherwise he's going to run out of time. So I will stop talking And what he'd like you to do is on your pieces of paper, we need you to have four distinct pieces of paper. So would you get your, and quite large, like if you can have at least, 8.5 by 11 would be great for each page. So not just something that's like 2 by 4. You need something a little bit bigger than that. And we're going to start by making a drawing, a representation of the physical body. So on your page, would you write at the top that this is your physical body, and would you allow yourself to have a head, arms, a body, you know, like the chest cavity, and then two legs. So when I look at mine, mine looks like a really very interesting gingerbread man. I'm artist, she is not. Now remember, Raphael is the holy healer, and he is here to cleanse and purify tonight so that we can have a healing. So what his request is, and now that you've drawn this body that looks like whatever you drew, not a stick figure though, he says you need more than just a stick figure. Would you now, with a pen, pencil, would you mark all the places on your physical body that you feel is stuck, where you're holding energy, where you feel out of balance, where you feel tightness of energy? Would you take a few moments and starting anywhere, start with your toes if you need to. You can move around randomly, but make sure you do the front and back of your body. Any place where you're feeling tight. Where are you holding thoughts? This is not good enough. It's not the way it should be. Any place where you've should on yourself? Again, any place where you have tightness? Where you have spots or lumps, hurts or pains. Discoloration. Any place where you have harmed the body. I have a family member that at one point of their growth period would cut themselves. So there are scars all over the body. Where do you have scars from either cuts that you've done to your body or scars from emotional thoughts? Feelings of I'm not good enough. Again, would you walk around the back of the physical body? Mark every place down. Is it in the bone structure? Is it on the skin? Is it in the muscle? Is it in the fat? Is it in the hair? Is it a cellular thing? Take another 30 seconds to look around the physical body, the front and the back, the sides, under the armpits, between the toes, behind the ears. Where are you holding on to, or where are the places that could use a cleansing, could use a purification? Okay, on another piece of paper, would you again draw a representation of you? And at the top of the page, at the top of that diagram, would you put the word emotional body? If you are yawning, allow the energy to be released. Yawning is a great sign. Remember, it's just the body releasing any kind of stored energy. I love it when people yawn in my class. It means something's happening. So now that you have your physical diagram of the emotional body, we're going to do the same exercise. Where are you holding on to any stuckness, stickiness, clogged baggage, pollution in the emotional body? That you would like to have a cleansing on. One of the suggestions Raphael has is whatever color of pencil or crayon you were using for the physical body, change it. Use a different color for the emotional body. Remember, this is the time to be selfish for myself. I'm going to acknowledge where I'm holding on to emotional pain, emotional congestion, especially at this time of year. Many people get triggered at Christmas. Feelings get hurt. Comments get made. Just take your time and mark up your diagram. Where do I have stuck emotional baggage, emotional pollution? Where am I holding on to a hurt, a sorrow? Again, allow your body to yawn if it desires to do so. And would you wrap up that emotional body? And now change your picture, change your color crayon, and go to another piece of paper. And on the top of this paper, would you put your mental body and do the same process? Drawing out a figure to represent you. Where am I holding on to mental crap? Thoughts that have gotten stuck in my mental body. He said, she said. Where are those thoughts? Where are we holding on to those thoughts in that mental body? Take a different color of crayon, and would you represent all of that on the mental body, wherever you're holding on to energy. And would you make one more drawing on that fourth piece of paper? Would you create a drawing for your spiritual body? And again, mark up, where am I holding on? Where do I have stuck energy in my spiritual body, my belief system, my connection to all that is? Making sure to walk around the spiritual body so that you can see all sides. Take a breath in. And now go back and look at all four diagrams. Notice where all that stuck energy is. Notice if you missed anything. Now's the time to just call attention to it. I would like to release energy from here. So put down those colors, and would you find a shade of blue, a shade of purple, and Raphael is saying a shade of green that you would like to use for this next process. A blue, a purple, some form of purple, and green. So what is going to happen next is I am going to invite in Archangel Raphael. He is going to bring in, you will feel an energetic shift, an energetic push here. He said that's even the wrong word. It's not an energy push. It's a wave of healing energy that's going to come in. And first he's going to bring in just cleansing and purification. And then he's going to shift over into healing mode. So when you feel an energy wave come through, and he may even direct you into where he'd like you to go, is to take that blue and purple and represent on your diagrams how that healing energy is moving, that cleansing, excuse me, we're going to start with the cleansing and purification of where he's coming to cleanse and purify. And then we will shift over into using the green color for the healing to happen. So your pictures are not going to look the same. So just know that we're getting ready to shift this right now. So again, what color would you like to represent your cleansing and purification? And I'm going to just be bringing forth Raphael, and eyes open, eyes closed for you whenever you feel, and I may direct you to this because first he's saying he just wants you to experience this energy as it comes in. So give me a moment as I prepare for Raphael. I am Raphael. I come tonight in the configuration of Michael and Gabriel and myself. I come to bring the cleansing, to bring the purification of all those places in your beingness, in your totality. That part of you that is not in a body, and that part of you that is in a body. I come in this totality to cleanse and purify all those places where you have held energy, held thoughts, destructive emotions in your mental, emotional body that have clogged you from having the full experience of the love that is brought forth with my brother Michael. What I observe is that each of you have allowed just a minuscule part of love to penetrate, a little bit of love to come into and absorb in your body. But tonight, my friends, we are together going to cleanse and purify through the waters, through the fire, through that flame that billows in you, through you, and around you to burn up all those places where you have been holding on to that which does not have purpose. You've been lying to yourself. You've been buying into a lie of others. And I am here to tell you all those places where you've held on has no purpose. None. So I am now going to bring forth my flame, and we are going to purify. We're going to billow that flame starting at the very core of your being, moving that flame from the very core inside out. So would you breathe with me now? Would you allow yourself to receive my gift of this purification, to purify all those crevices, to allow the flame to go into the darkest places, the darkest crevices between what you would call a rock and a hard place, between the cracks of the window and the window jamb, the frame. Any place you have a crack, any place you have a crevice, I will bring through this flame to purify, to purify, to purify. Would you allow this beautiful flame to billow in from that core out to your left, out to your right, out in front of you, behind you, below you, and above you, purifying. And I call upon my friend the air to work with the fire, to blow this flame, to blow these embers into all of those places. Again, I say, my friends, the dark places. The places that you have hidden from yourself, that you thought no one was looking, we see. Allow the flame to come into those places. And as the purification happens, would you now allow me to bring forth the element of the water to flow through you, to flow through the waters of the body to clean out the ash left behind from the fire? Would you allow the waters to cleanse, moving out of your lymphatic system, moving out of the bodily fluids of your body through the bloods, through the waters of your body, cleansing the ash of the fire, coming through the bowel system, through the intestinal tract, through the viscous of your eyes, into all the fluids of the body, allowing the waters to cleanse, to calm, to soothe. Would you allow those waters to now go into those places, last get together, last in your time week, there was mention of a vase with rocks, and in between those rocks was sand, that Brother Gabriel came through with that love, that compassion, to flood through the rocks with compassion. Would you now allow the water to be added to move the sands away, to flood through all of those places, working its way in between the stones with water, cleansing? You see, the purification has already happened. And now we wash clean. Take a breath with me now, brothers and sisters. Take a breath with me and allow this cleansing to happen all the way down that grounding cord that you have, all the way down to the center of the earth, cleansing the earth as we breathe, as we come together as one. Cleansing the earth, Mother, as you cleansed your body. And as you breathe, would you breathe in that love of all that is, where there is no separation between you and you, where there is no separation between you and I, between I and you, where there is no separation between the you, the I, and the am, for I am, and you are. Together, breathe with me this I am presence. And would you now feel the wave of healing that now is moving through you, around you, in you, as I send forth this healing wave into every aspect of your being, your mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical attributes. Breathe with me now, brothers and sisters, as I allow this energy to move to you, and you allow the energy to absorb into you. We are healed. We are one. We are the I am. I will withdraw from this channel. I will not withdraw from you. Blessings. And as you are moved, would you allow your eyelids to open, and would you pick up your crayons, the blue, the purple, and the green. And would you color those waves of healing onto the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies. As you allow this wave to continue to flow in you, through you, and around you, allowing yourself to absorb the beautiful green of Archangel Raphael. Yes, it is okay for the tears to fall. They're simply washing away. Would you admire your beautiful representations of healing? Noticing how that love, that purification and cleansing have completely covered, completely shifted, completely moved anything that had been there before. Would you bring your drawing to a close, putting your crayon down, would you close your eyes? And like you had drawn four representations on paper representing your physical body, emotional body, mental body and spiritual body, would you out in front of you just visualize four of you, four bodies? We're going to connect them again. Would you have four distinct bodies? Yeah, you get to again be in kindergarten here. Would you allow the mental body to go stand on the feet of the emotional body so that their feet are standing on top of each other? Would you allow them to completely merge together, clicking in the chakra system, clicking in all of those seven chakras in alignment, top to bottom, becoming one, the mental and emotional body just snapping together, becoming one. And now would you allow that combined mental-emotional body to walk over and do the same thing with the spiritual body? Stepping on the feet, allowing the hips and thighs to line up, the spinal cord to line up, all those seven chakras to line up, clicking into place. And then would you allow that combined mental, emotional, spiritual body to walk over to the physical representation and line up, click into place. And now would you have that combined energetic body literally come and stand on your feet in physical form, sitting down in the chair that you're sitting in right now, so that your ankles click in, your knees, your hips, your thighs, the spinal column, your elbows, your neck, all seven chakras all click into place, bringing all of you that has been cleansed and purified, bringing it into the physical body, allowing you in physical form to have this entire experience for yourself. And for everyone who joined us energetically to have it for themselves, because you showed them how to do it. Would you take a breath? And would you invite Archangel Raphael to stand in front of you? Would you show your gratitude for what you just experienced? Would you receive Raphael's gratitude back to you? And would you ask him to show you how he will, from this point forward, show up in your realm, in your world for you? How will he let you know he's working with you and on you? Where will he stand? What color will he show up on for you? Allow him to show you that information. His signature. Would you take a moment to show him your new upgraded self, so that he knows your signature? Oh, wonderful. Now, all three of these grand beings say that you may call upon them individually. So whenever you specifically need Michael, call upon Michael. Whenever you need Gabriel, call upon Gabriel. Whenever you need the specific gifts of Raphael, call upon Raphael. However, they also want you to know that they come together as a team. And for me, there's really four in the team, but for right now, you will get to know Uriel at a later date. But for right now, we're simply going to again put our awareness on the triad of Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. And with your intention, your desire, your intention, would you have the intention of standing in the center of that triad, completely one with these three new friends, Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael? Notice what that combined feeling tone feels like. You are never alone. You are just now aware that you have more friends to play with. So again, would you, with your awareness, where is Michael standing? Where is Gabriel standing? Where is Raphael standing? This is going to conclude Whispers on Wings Part 1, the series. Your connection will never end. We're just bringing our time together for this piece to completion. So, how would you like to thank your friends? Again, they will stay in this configuration, but would you simply show your gratitude individually and collectively to Michael? To Gabriel? And to Raphael. One with. And as a combined energy now, would you allow your eyelids to open and simply give me your awareness for a few more minutes? As I mentioned a little few moments ago, this is our last class for Whispers on Wings Part 1. Part 2 will be all about healing. This team has said that we must heal the damage that has been in our lives, if you will, in the mental, emotional bodies. In depth, in every aspect, before we can go on to part three, which is creating. So, the next time that we will get together will be for part two. However, they have asked me to offer this part one more time before we begin the beginning of part two. So, if you have enjoyed your time together, if you have people that would benefit, that you go, wow, this is so, I really want to share this with my friend. Would you please reach out to them, give them my information, have them reach out to me so that I can get a sense of when they would like this class to begin. It will again be offered via a recording or in person or on the phone, all three of those. But we will definitely have one more round of part one before we begin the kickoff with part two. This class builds by word of mouth, so I'm asking you to spread the word around what this has been for you and what it can be for your friends. Much appreciated in that aspect. I will continue to send you little notes to keep in touch, and then when round two is getting ready to start, I will send you, you know, one or two emails that say, here we are, we're ready to begin the healing portion with these same three archangels. Once we do the healing and creation in this whole Whispers on Wings Part 1 series, we will look into meeting Archangel Uriel. It looks like Lord Melchizedek is going to come forth, and right now it's looking like Archangel Zaphkiel is wanting to play. But that can always change, so we're going to take this one at a time. I would love to hear any success stories that you have. You can write them up. I would love to put them on the testimonials page on the Magnificence Mind website. I would love just to be able to share your stories with others. So please do write me or call me with your stories. If you call me, I'm the only one that gets to hear them. But if you call me and write to me, then I can publish them for other things. Thank you. From the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for joining me in this beautiful, beautiful series. Until we meet again, have a glorious, glorious day, evening, wherever you are, and go enjoy your time with your new friends. Namaste, everyone.